State Police 911, this line is recorded. What is your emergency?
Yeah, I need help.
Where are you?
I'm in the police station, Lawrence, Massachusetts.
You're in the police station?
Yeah, they came in me. They hit me a lot. I'm getting a lot.
They hit you? What did you say?
I'm bleeding. They killing me over here.
This is the 911 recording of Moises Fernandez calling from the Lawrence Police Department. According to Fernandez, he has just been severely beaten by Lawrence Police Officer Kyle Wilcox following his arrest. But while in jail, Fernandez makes a frantic call from a cell phone Wilcox failed to confiscate off of Fernandez. Now this 911 call is at the center of a high-profile alleged police brutality case that has already earned a 30-day suspension for Wilcox. According to Hank Brennan, Fernandez's lawyer, the beating occurred after Fernandez refused to translate Spanish for Wilcox during a tenant dispute back in December. Wilcox's police report says Fernandez was arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, then was booked and taken to a hospital for bumps and bruises. But Brennan says that's not how events unfolded.
The witness was brought to this room with no visible injuries, handcuffed behind his back, empty-handed, defenseless, and he's handcuffed to a corner where there is a pole or a chair, and as he's crouched, almost sitting Indian style, handcuffed behind his back, the officer comes up with either a nightstick or a flashlight or a similar object and strikes him on the side of the head, knocking him unconscious. At that point, Moises wakes up, bleeding. He's panicked. He thinks he's going to get killed by this officer. And since they haven't booked him, they haven't cleaned out his pockets, they haven't tap-frisked him, they haven't done any of the normal procedure they would have done had they properly booked him. So with his handcuffs behind his back, he lifts his legs over his head, shakes his body. Phone, fortunately, falls out of his pocket, and he's able, with his hands behind his back, to dial 911.
Brennan said the Fernandez beating is just another example of excessive force by the police that is becoming a pattern in Lawrence.
It's a pattern of conduct that the police chief and the internal affairs apparently has no interest in curbing.
Lawrence Police Chief John Romero says internal affairs is investigating the case. Chief Romero.
Regarding the allegation, I can tell you this. We don't discuss ongoing cases. I can tell you that we, in fact, through Attorney Brennan, attempted to interview both Moises and his brother. Clearly, they have not been made available to us. We initiated an investigation on this case, in spite of the fact that Attorney Brennan indicated that he and his clients would not participate, nor would they file a complaint. And we initiated because allegations that were made by Attorney Brennan through in his letter to Attorney Bowers alleged serious misconduct. So we initiated on our own.
But he strongly disputed that police misconduct is widespread in the department.
The vast majority, I think, people are very satisfied with the performance the police are doing here. If there's something wrong, we'll be the first ones that want to fix it. I think we're very good at policing ourselves.
The Fernandez case has captivated some community leaders who claim that police brutality is a problem in this majority Latino city. Lawrence resident Percio Acevedo says some Lawrence police officers get away with abuse because they know many Latino residents won't complain.
I don't see those cases happening in Andover or Methuen. So if that is not happening in other cities where the population of Hispanics is not too big, it's not supposed to happen in Lawrence, neither.
Last month, Acevedo invited the American Civil Liberties Union to Lawrence to hold a forum on police misconduct. In addition to Fernandez, other Lawrence residents came forward at the forum with their own stories about police brutality and what became a four-hour meeting.
And I think one of the positive things we got out of this meeting is that people right now, they're willing to talk, they're not afraid. They're going to speak out about what is going on.
Romero, who himself is Dominican and Puerto Rican, also disputed that his department targets Latino residents and says since taking over the department in 1998, the number of Latino officers have gone up.
You know, how often, that is so often used, and I can tell you that's not the case. We're now 23% Hispanic. 70% of the people who applied for the next police exam are minorities. 70%, that's an amazing figure. Our department, over the years, is getting closer and closer to reflecting the community that it serves.
As for Wilcox, the three-year veteran is also subject of at least two other internal affairs investigations. In the meantime, Wilcox has appealed his 30-day suspension. Attempts to contact Wilcox or his lawyer for comment were unsuccessful. For the Boston Globe, this is Russell Contreras in Lawrence.